Welcome to the New Paradigm Podcast. We are your hosts, Galia Brahim
and Jess Garcia. We are transformational life coaches. In this podcast, we help you break free from negative patterns and share tools for self-healing and transformation.
We offer a multidimensional approach to healing and dive into the depths to rise as sovereign beings. Helping you to reclaim your power and ultimate freedom is our mission.
To learn more about our mentorship programs and other offerings, visit us at schoolsofconsciousness.online. Welcome to the New Paradigm Podcast. On today's episode, we are going to talk about unworthiness and where this unworthiness is coming from. How it manifests, right? How it looks like in our everyday life. And also we're gonna just take a look and reflect how so many wounded people out there are suffering from this feeling of not being worthy, not being validated. And we're gonna be talking about this because this is something that we need to be able to understand so we can actually give ourselves this space within ourselves to validate ourselves, to feel what it feels like to feel worthy and realize that we were the only one stopping us from feeling worthy. We were the only one stopping us from not being validated. And we can change that. We can set the tone for us to experience validation, to experience worthiness, because we feel that within ourselves and we know we are that. And it's a journey, and this is why we're going to dive a little deeper on this topic. And babe, I would love for you to share some of your own like self-reflections when it comes to unworthiness and the root cause of us feeling like we're not validated, and how that even looks like when it comes to us being out in the real world, connecting with other people, right? How does that manifest?
Well, it's important to know that this feeling of unworthiness is connected to how we felt when we were a child. We can trace this back to our childhood. What was the relationship that we had with our caregivers? Were they validating us, or were they distant? And we truly felt this emotional distance between us and them. And we started to seek this validation outside of ourselves. Just like this little child crying, seeking for this love, this help. Then we have grown up and we have become adults who are needy and constantly looking for this love that they didn't receive in some ways. Or maybe they didn't receive the love that they wanted to receive, because everyone has their own way to see love or to feel love and want to be loved in different ways. If we're not ready to confront this wounded aspect of ourselves, then we'd still be craving this attention. So it's about addressing this conflict within. Why do I want so much to be loved? Why do I feel like I can't receive love? Maybe because I wasn't seen by my parents, or maybe because they didn't express how much they appreciated me, how much they really wanted me. And it creates this feeling, this bitterness inside of ourselves, not feeling seen, understood, loved. Who is gonna love me if even my parents don't? or don't demonstrate their love to me. And here starts this process of creating a space for the inner child to be loved. And sometimes for the first time, and what I experience with my clients as well, for the first time in their life, they feel like they're seen for the first time in their life, just because someone cares about them. Someone is actually able to say, yeah, you have this light within you. And even if your parents were not able to make you realize this light within you, it is in you. But this feeling of unworthiness, I would even call it this true ill of this century, because for instance, in the 50s or even before, the entire world was at war. So it's like, imagine it's like so many people actually experience deep, deep traumas and are fighting for their survival. How do they make room to reflect on themselves, to be with themselves, or to then experience this feeling of unworthiness? And by us changing ourselves, transforming ourselves, we have the power to do this work for the next generations that are going to come, and actually they are not going to inherit this feeling of unworthiness, because we are going to transcend it for them, and we are going to step up into this sovereignty, into this power, where actually our worth is not discussed anymore, because our worth is our birthright. To be worthy, to be embodied in this realm, it's our birthright. We're here on purpose, part of a greater design, and we accept it fully. We surrender to this truth that we are loved, and that love exists, and this love is shared by everyone, and ultimately everyone wants to be loved.
Thank you for that, and I definitely share those same thoughts with you. And going back on what you were saying earlier about maybe when we were younger, you know, our parents, they tried to love us in the only way they could, but they weren't speaking our love language, right? We each have our own love language. We have our own way that we want to receive love. And for instance, our parents, the way that they showed us love was the way that they learned. And if they don't even know how to speak their own love language, how could they know how to even understand ours? And to add on that is that what I feel that is really connected to is this emotional unavailability. And because we didn't have our emotional needs met, this is actually what created this feeling of unworthiness. And feelings and emotions is connected to the feminine energy within us. And because right now we're cycling out of a very over masculine world that has just been focused on the drive, on action, right, on forcing, we've ignored the depths of our soul. We've disconnected from that. And this is what created this feeling of unworthiness, when we disconnected ourselves to our source and we had this connection with the spiritual world, with the emotional, and we understood that we were beyond this world, but we were here. And the more that humanity fell asleep and started to just create more and more despair through this forgetfulness, then we've been out of touch with our emotions. And because then we have ignored our emotions, then this is again why we feel lack, because we might have had material things or like physically maybe had a parent or two in our lives, but it doesn't mean that our emotional needs were met. And this is what gave birth to feeling unworthiness, because our emotions have been disregarded. They didn't have a place to be processed. And anytime that we felt something as children, due to the society that we were born into, It's taught us to push away these things. Oh, it's fine, just shake it off. Oh, you're over-exaggerating. So all of these comments make us feel like we're not validated. It makes us feel like the way that I'm feeling, it's not valid. I'm being too overreactive. Oh, I'm being a little girl. I'm being weak. And then this is what has created this negative self-talk that anytime when we feel a type of way, we don't want to validate it. We just like, oh, no, no, you're being weak. So I feel like this is really like deeply ingrained in our collective. And this is actually why a lot of us are empaths in this lifetime, because we're meant to break these cyclical patterns that have created more and more depression, more distortion, more disconnection from our true self, from our true source. And in order for us to heal the next generations, just like you mentioned, it comes from this healing of our own selves. And as we transform on a cellular level and we are able to understand our energy bodies, our emotions, and validating our own self, not thinking that we're just crazy or we're just like overly sensitive and weak or there's something wrong with us, we can validate how we feel. And the more that we understand why we're feeling a type of way and not just calling ourselves crazy or overreactive, but actually offering the space of compassion, then we can actually heal, because now we're able to understand ourselves and know that maybe if we felt like we weren't worthy, it was because first off, no one validated our emotions to begin with and made us feel like we were just like overreactive. And then we just continue to play this over and over throughout our whole life. And then every time we just push ourselves to the side and we forget ourselves more and more. So now we're in a time where we're shifting. The world is suffering because we have felt unworthy for so long. And now we're having this inner awakening as a whole, as a collective. Many of us are going through this because this is the illness, just like you said, the ill of the century that we're healing. And it's only going to happen by us first acknowledging our emotions and acknowledging the underworld, right? Because we're so just like seeing like the outer world, but we acknowledge the underworld. And that's the world of emotions, the world of energy. That is matter ultimately, right? Energy and matter are one. And as we understand how we create a reality, and when we feel unworthy, we project that out into the field. Then people think that they can take advantage of us, or people will project our own fear that we're not worthy enough. So maybe they don't value our time, or we might have a hard time asking for money because we don't value ourselves or we see ourselves less. But now it's time that we shift out of this.
Yes, and I wanted to go back to what you expressed earlier about overreacting, or this feeling like you are overreacting. Maybe you've been told that you are overreacting, or maybe your parents judged that they were not qualified to deal with your emotions, or maybe they didn't understand your emotions, they didn't even create this space for you. I remember my own experience of trying to commit suicide, and after that, after experiencing obviously like hospital treatments and going through the system and everything, I felt like it was so hard for my parents to just sit together, because my parents, even back then, at the age of 14 years old, they were already like divorced, and so you could feel already like the tension between them. But even for them to sit in the same room and just ask me why did you do that, like just this question, why did you do that? It was hard. Like, my dad then finally asked, And again, there was the same discourse, but why? You're not missing anything. You have everything you need physically. You know, like you have a roof over your head. You have food on the table. Yes, but what about my emotions? What about my purpose? What about this suffering that I don't understand and I don't know how to manage it? It's like it's taking the all of me. And I don't know what to do with this suffering. Help me, guide me. Why can I not find rest? And for me, this ultimate rest was through suicide. Because I thought that my suffering would disappear. And then in some ways, things would be so much better without me in this world. It's really deep stuff. But at the same time, I want you guys to understand how we can find ourselves in this hole, like so deep in this hole, in this jail cell. And the only escape that we see is in death. And this is really deep. And we need to address this deep suffering, and we need to educate as well parents on this, because then they're gonna raise kids who are going to think that they're weird, that like they can't have friends because everything is wrong about them. Tell your kids that you love them, that they're truly beautiful in their ways, and they can be beautiful in any way that they want. And it's okay to be themselves. It's okay to question. Because sometimes you're not gonna raise kids who are going to be the same people as you. You're gonna raise kids with different thoughts. Sometimes some kids with like this soul that is so ancient. Like, but this is a blessing. Because your kid is gonna teach you. So I feel like it's also like a cry out, because damn, if only parents would recognize their child and really like see them in their pains, like meet them in this suffering, would be so much more healthier. So much more healthier beings. But then again, it's not time to blame. It's not time to think of the past or what could have been. It's not this time. This is the time where we actually able like to see that. And now we are our own parents. Everything that we have been missing as a child, we offer it to ourselves. And what I like to do, and it's really simple, and this is something that we think that at times that it doesn't have like value or is not gonna work because we don't feel like trying. Simply like taking some time to just like hug ourselves, like giving this hug to ourselves, embracing this pain and not escaping the pain. Because if there is still fear, if there's still like this part of ourselves that feels fear, it's because we haven't transcended fully and we need more space. So I invite you to really reflect on your childhood and in which ways you felt like you were not validated. What experiences you faced, what moment in your life where you experienced really like this rejection or feeling like you were not validated or seen, or the way that you thought or the way you acted was not acceptable just because you were being yourself. I don't know, like sometimes like even like when we are children and we can act a certain way, and then we get like the parent, like the caregiver, like saying like, stop, now you stop. And you don't understand why you should stop. So in some ways, maybe you have experienced this actually blockage. Like someone prevented you from self-expression. And this is not okay. This is not okay. I mean, I can understand parents when like the child is doing something that is, you know, bad in some ways. And even this word bad is like, we can't put a label to something. Like, it's just like, yeah, maybe in some circumstances, like you can't do this kind of thing, but we need to explain it, like not just blaming. Because if we are blamed all the times, if our parents blame us for something that we didn't do the way that they expected us to do it, this is not okay. And we need to go back to these places where we felt like we were like misjudged or blamed for just being us, for just being ourselves, and repair these timelines. Repair this almost injustice, I would say, that we felt. And embracing the inner child and saying it's okay to express yourself. It's okay to be who you are, and there's nothing wrong with you. And I see you, and I love you. And hugging ourselves in this space only. And it's less terrifying. It's not as terrifying now. When we are able to see that we're afraid because we are not seen at this right time, at this moment. And this impacted our entire life, our self-esteem, our perception of life, even the way people see us.
Exactly. And this is why it's our duty to do this work for ourselves first, because as we are able to validate our own emotions, to be able to understand that it's okay to be different because we didn't have our parents that were capable of doing that because they didn't know how, right? Being able to offer the self-compassion is the greatest gift that we can give ourselves. Because if we don't have any self-compassion, how can we heal? Because it's an inward job. And this is why we need to learn to reparent ourselves, to heal the voice in our mind that puts us down. And it can be actually a voice of empowerment, reminding us, it's okay. Okay, this happened. It's okay, my child. Let's do it a different way. Instead of, oh, you did this again, you're horrible, you can never get it right, you're so like oversensitive. Well, changing that voice, right, to be our best friend, to be our cheerleader. Because this voice, it's not ours, this negative voice, it's not ours ultimately. We learned this through learned behavior when we were children. And let's take it far back. We learned this in the womb. Because when we came into this world, and many of us who are here to do this deep work, we experienced a lot of trauma from the very beginning. Because we were here, we chose to be born in these homes. Because we needed to learn the lessons, because we would be able to transform these lessons into gold, into valuable gold. And not gold that is material, but gold that is wisdom, that transcends this material world. And that's priceless. And it can only be learned through our personal experience and through us opening our heart even more and being able to expand so much that we can have this self-compassion. And as we have this self-compassion, as we're able to meet our soul, our true self, and come into this place and continue to, because it's not just going to be this one time your heart opens and then you feel like you have a bunch of compassion and that's it. No, it'll continue because we will be tested. We will be put in situations where we're not valued, only to realize that that was a reflection of still this part of us that needs more healing, that we need to value more. And it's this work that is continuous. So this is why it's not an easy path. Not everyone can do the path of a healer because it takes a lot of work. It's a lifetime's work. Lifetimes, not just this lifetime. Your soul chose this many other lifetimes. And we're just now in this lifetime continuing the work of the past. And we're here to reevaluate ourselves and to remember who we are. Remember that everything that was going to be difficult in this lifetime, it's self-reflected. Us not valuing ourselves and all the pain that it brings us, it was the pain we were causing our own self. And our life is that mirror. It's a hologram of what is within us. It's a projection. So the more that we train our mind to speak with love and compassion, and we are connected to our soul and living through our soul essence, and we can also be in this world and remember that we're human. And with being human comes mistakes. And we can accept that as part of our evolution. I feel that it allows us to have a more accepting journey. And through our own essence and our presence, people will feel that energetically because we can't fake it. It's felt. But this is our job. This is our mission. And why we came here. So if you are empathetic, if you face so many challenges in life and you've been called sensitive, or, oh, you're too dramatic, you're too much, you're complicated, I don't understand you, and you feel like a black sheep your whole life, I want you to remember that it's a blessing in disguise. And maybe right now you don't see it, or it's hard because you're in this place still where, in a way, you're pushing this away. You're pushing this personal responsibility away because your inner child is crying out for help but feels maybe like you don't have the tools. Well, I encourage you to, one, allow yourself. It's okay. You can feel like this. Acknowledge yourself. And secondly, now that you've acknowledged yourself and you've allowed this feeling to come up to the surface, now you can shift that and say, okay, I have a choice. I can choose. I can be this victim and feel like I'll never be validated. I'm never worthy. I can't do this because I'm not worthy. And actually use that as your power. Use that as your motivation, your inspiration, to give it your all and to give yourself the love that you have craved from others, to be that one to fulfill it and to connect to your higher power and only focus on that. Because the more that you focus on this love that is within you, the more that you're going to realize that you're not lacking anything. But it's the journey that teaches us this, and it takes a lot of time.
Thank you so much for tuning in and reflecting with us. If you like this podcast episode, please share this podcast episode with someone who needs to hear that. If you resonate with our energy, if you want to learn more, if you are truly committed to shift, to transform, then reach out to us. We offer these beautiful coaching programs for you to dive in and transform from the inside out.